River News on Friday, April 30, 2010. On the microphone, Steffi, in the studio, Chloe, Jonathan and Olivier. The weather forecast. Scattered thunderstorms cool down the air a little bit, so the temperature ranges between 25 degrees at night and 33 degrees during the day, but it's very sticky. South-southeasterly winds at 20 kilometers per hour. Here's an interview with Raghu, Martin and Vilmal, who are members of the team which realized the Oroville Green Portal, which was presented on Friday the 30th of April.
It's about, basically we try to provide a certain structure where we can show the work that has been done in Oroville in the areas of sustainability, or we call it green practices. And that means if we talk about the areas of sustainability, we have defined it in certain categories like forest and agro, or water, waste, outreach, habitat. And so we are trying to showcase the excellent work that has been done in Oroville over the 40 years in those areas.
We have sort of two broad audiences. The first audience is we're looking at specialists, people, students, young professionals, other people with experience who are involved in the area of sustainability anywhere in the world. These people who want to know what's happening at Oroville so that they can come and join our projects here to work with us. That's one set of group. The second set of group is organizations like NGOs or government agencies or donors and so on, who want to identify other groups who are working in this area so they can have partnerships and exchange of information.
On the homepage, actually, it's the all the categories which we're talking about, which is coming under like forest, food, which is called agro, and water, habitat, waste and outreach. It's categorized, and if you go in the first page, you have all this category where you can go in and you can get the details of each of them, the people. So, and on the right side, you have the expertise of all these categories we're working on, and also you have the opportunities for students or other people from outside to see where they could fit in or they want to come on work. So, and on the left side, you have a lot of tag clouds where you can just click on any category which you want to see.
Well, it's conceived to be a dynamic and a living website. That means the content we have now ideally is only a temporary content which goes in the archives. So that also means we have to assure that there is a constant flow of new content into the website. And in order to get it, we need the collaboration of content providers. That means all the experts in Oroville and the units working in those fields. Plus, we have to, and we're working on that, to have a certain structure in place that there's always at least one or two people working on updating the portal.
First report on the Lavenir d'Oroville section process. A new team for Lavenir d'Oroville, the central planning group, needs to be formed. All Orovillians were called to propose candidates in the last weeks. 185 people proposed names for the new dream team and 296 names have been proposed in total. The new team will consist of only 15 core members and now the selection process has started. A small group with members from the working committee and the Oroville Council set up criteria for the selection process, like a good grounding in and familiarity with the type of society Oroville is to manifest and understanding the need to reconcile the master plan with the ground realities and with the residents of Oroville. The number of times each name has been proposed does not matter. The first proposition is going to be published on the 5th of May. The youth center invites everyone for its general potluck information picnics. All people can come to share ideas and information, discuss projects, play music and games. Bring a potluck like juice or fruits, bring your cycle for stunts or just come by to hang out and see what the moment brings. The potluck picnic starts on Sunday, the 2nd of May at 3 p.m. at the youth center. The mother. From the standpoint of yoga, it is not so much what you do, but how you do it that matters most. The news is a reflection on the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact oroville.org.